Find the right fit for your business.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Modine gets a handoff in the backfield and dropped for a loss and on down. Clemson will take over.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. South of the equator, navigator.
Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson. I saw the Granger Nissan commercial during Super Bowl last night. Good stuff. Granger Nissan of Anderson right now. We always give the stock report. 405 vehicles on their lots right now. Of those 405, we've got 276 brand new ones. Boy, the reviews are coming in now, and the awards will come in at some other time. And everything's getting rave reviews there now. The 2019 Altima with this great new design and two new engines and all-wheel drive and all those great safety features on that Nissan Safety, the Shield 360. The 2019 Nissan Titan is a great-looking truck. So the 19s are in. The 18s still have a bunch of good deals on. The 2019 Nissan Kicks. Really cool looking vehicle. Find out more. Schedule a test drive today. Go by and see them today. They'd love to help you out. They're at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Get that tax refund check back. See if they can do something for you there. 325-0650. Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. We're talking Super Bowl. We're talking actually anything you want to talk about. 654 Roar, Northland Communication phone lines. Delvin's been hanging on forever. Delvin, thanks for hanging through that last break. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're fantastic.
So what happened last night, man? Was the game on last night? I fell asleep during this.
Well, you didn't miss anything. There's no sense in. I will tell you this. All over America today, there are people that will do some erasing on their DVRs today. There's no sense in keeping that one around.
Yeah, I mean, Mickey, what's more shocking, the score in the national championship game, Clemson, what they did to Alabama, or this score right here last night?
Whew. I don't think we saw either coming. Zach, what's more shocking? Probably still Clemson, Alabama. You can see Belichick coming up with a great game. But I don't know. It's a very good question.
Very good question. Hey, y'all realize that the best commercial the last 2 years that come from the NFL, last year it was Zach, New York Giants doing the Dirty Dancing, and this year the NFL with another great commercial. Maybe they more focus on the Super Bowl games and
that game for real. That's a very good point. NFL did a lot of promotion of it last night. Saw a lot of CBS promos in there, which kind of led to thinking that they didn't sell out all their ads. I wouldn't think CBS did a lot of promoting.
Man, DeAndre Francois. Now I see why James Blackman stayed. Because you know, remember he went to transfer portal. We were like, why is he staying? Maybe he got a heads up or something. Or they knew something because he stayed. Now he gonna be the starter after another idiotic move by DeAndre Francois.
It is pretty clear to me, and now we don't have all the evidence in, all the facts in. And
yeah,
now,
we don't have all the evidence.
But
yeah, like you said, we don't have all the evidence. But
it's not a good look for DeAndre Francois.
Yeah.
Not a very good look there. But it goes right along. Is that the same girl that was, we're in a 7 o'clock hour. Same one? Same girl that was a professional dancer or something? Destiny's or Diamond or something.
Diamond.
Oh. I don't know, but this is his girlfriend. They said that's the last one who called on him last time. And when they went through his garbage and stuff, you know, they were trying to find his stuff. Yeah. I think that's the same one.
I'll be honest with you, though. I think it's time for a reality TV show. I think DeAndre Francois, you put him on E! Entertainment, whatever, you get his own reality TV show. Him and Diamond live together, and You know what?
No, put on Last Chance You, man.
No.
Yeah. Last Chance You.
No.
Calling the cops to go through his garbage to find drug paraphernalia. When your girlfriend does that to you, that sounds like a good reality TV show for me. It's what's on TV now anyway.
No, I'm not willing to make light of the fact that he was talking about beating the crap out of his...
Yeah, not. Again, that's not. Well, nobody's making light of that. Nobody's making light of that.
Man, but at least, I thought the good point came out, at least NC State scored more points than the Rams this weekend. 24 points, Mickey, how you heard it there? Oh,
14 in the first half. Yeah, 14 in the first half. So they came up and lit it up for 10 points in the second half.
Unbelievable, man.
Crazy stuff.
Since NFL, you say football, y'all forgot the old AF, the old Alliance American Football coming out next Saturday.
Yeah, who are the teams? Where are they? What stage are playing in?
I don't even know. I'm not gonna watch it.
Let me see if I can find I need. You know, here's something very important for me. Nicknames and uniforms. Yeah, how many teams?
You know what, make a different
word. All right, I got them here. You ready? I got them.
Yeah.
All right, Devin, we have the Arizona Hotshots, and that looks like a fireman-type logo. I have the Atlanta Legends. Don't like that one. It's a little, that logo is a little,
You know what teams sound like? That's not like Pop Warner names.
Yeah, that's not good. Atlanta Legends, that's the, it looks a little bit like the the Las Vegas Knights logo, or the old Los Angeles Kings logo. Had the Birmingham Iron, not crazy about that. I have the Memphis Express, that's got a little USFL feel to it. The Orlando Apollos, not crazy there. What is this here? Salt Lake Stallions, the San Antonio Commanders, no, and then there's some team I can't make out here that's the Fleet. Oh, this is, let's see who this is here now, the San Diego Fleet. So, nah, not really, man, not really into it.
It sounds like an AAU basketball tournament team, man.
I like the Orlando Apollos helmet. But that's about the only one. Hey,
what's the station? Do we know?
Yes. The station.
Yeah, they promoted it last night during CBS, during Super Bowl commercial last night.
Yes.
They promoted it.
It's going, these games are going to be on CBS, NFL Network, TNT, and BR Live, and CBS Sports Network. So we'll see. We'll see. Got to be better than Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying. It got to be better than Super Bowl game, man.
Yeah. Bleacher Report Live.
I mean, it's crazy how, you know, everybody was like, man, you know, the regular season and all that stuff. We talk about college football. Then we get to championship games and stuff. And we blowouts and games like this. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm with you, buddy. It wasn't a good look. But we all know the Alabama team, Birmingham's going to win because Birmingham's – playing at Legion Field, and we all know everything's better in football in Alabama. So
yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thank you, but appreciate the phone call. On that Birmingham roster, do we have a lot of Alabama guys on this thing? Full roster. There's a Trent Richardson. He's gonna be playing this thing. Busta Anderson from South Carolina. Brandon Green from Alabama. Dominic Jackson from Alabama. Devin Taylor from South Carolina is playing. How about that? Xavier Dixon from Alabama is playing. Chris Davis from Auburn is playing. We recognize a few of these guys on this thing. See if we have any Clemson guys on here. Let's get William from the Peach State, home of the Super Bowl last night. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How was the Super Bowl? Did you go down last night, drive down Atlanta, and get the truck down there and all the traffic?
Dude, I'm an average guy. I can't go to Super Bowl. I can't afford it.
Hey, can you imagine, William? Can you imagine paying $3,500 for a ticket and watching that last night?
No. Me and my buddy was talking about it this morning. It's made for rich folks because, you know, or people like you that have those endorsements and those people that pay for you. You know. Anyway, my point, real quick, a couple of them. I was kind of torn between both teams because we had Georgia players on both teams, running backs, as a matter of fact. I was glad to see Michelle do good, but when you got a player like Todd Gurley, possibly one of the best player in the NFL for a while, and you ride in the sidelines with him, you deserve to lose. That's my opinion. You deserve to lose because I went to bed in the third quarter, but I know it was 8 carries for like 36 yards. I mean, that's almost 5 yards a carry, and you pull it. I mean, I don't know what the sense was behind that, but, you know.
Yeah, 10 for 35 last night. 10 carries, 35 yards last night.
And I was glad to see Michelle get him a touchdown in the Super Bowl. I don't know if they get paid extra for that or not, but I'm glad he got one.
Yeah.
But anyway, dude, you talking about football? This year was a train wreck for me, so I'm just going to give up till next year. You know what I'm saying? But you guys have a good week, and I appreciate you getting me in. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, for Georgia fans last night, it was kind of like the regular SEC season. Follow me, Zach Orr. You had Sony Michel for the Patriots. You had Todd Gurley for the Rams. You could pull for one, but if the other one scored, you could play the other card. You could pull for Georgia and the SEC last night. It's your great insurance policy. Hey, I'm looking now at the Memphis Express roster. Head coach Mike Singletary. Can't win with them. Can't do it. I want to pull for the Memphis Express maybe right now. Zach Mettenberger, LSU, his quarterback. Christian Hackenberg from Penn State.
This starts in April?
No, it starts like, I think pretty soon, doesn't it?
I thought we said April before.
Let me see, schedule-wise. Bear with me.
I don't know.
No, they start this weekend.
I don't really care.
We got a big one this weekend. Memphis is going down in a rivalry game. They're headed down to Legion Field and going and playing the Birmingham Steel. I tell you right now, Zach, when the Memphis Express and the Birmingham Steel get together, you can throw out the record books.
Did Birmingham make steel at some point in time?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. That's the Iron Bowl is where it comes from, Iron Bowl.
How exciting.
Yeah. Orange and Wright is an Anderson. Good morning, Orange and Wright. How you doing?
Doing great, nigga. How are you guys?
Man, we're blessed. Extremely blessed.
You know, looking at the two division championship games 2 weeks ago in the NFL, you really thought the Super Bowl would be something different than 13-3.
Yeah. You know what? I said it before. Those were great championship games, and he had all the chance in the world to come in and build off of that. Didn't happen. So,
yeah, last night on Twitter, Mr. Orr over there gave the halftime show an 8.5 out of 10. I think we need to let him explain what he saw that nobody else did.
Mr. Orr 24?
Yeah.
An 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I enjoy Maroon 5. I thought they were okay compared to other shows in the past. Nah, didn't hate it. Everybody hates the halftime show because they have to for some reason.
Right.
So I'm done with the negativity, calling it the worst halftime show of all time, all this nonsense. They included a little bit of Atlanta flavor for the folks at home. I had no problem with it. Enjoyed it. Had a good time.
There you go, Andrew. Right? He liked it.
Everybody his own. For me, the best part was on social media, seeing Mr. David Seville up there with the commissioner and everybody.
That was great.
Who got the tickets for him, and how did they set that up?
I'm not sure. We know that during the December practices was where you saw Dabo give those to him. I don't know who did it, but somebody needs to be commended for doing that. Fantastic.
Yeah, that was a great honor for him. Thanks for taking my call, Mickey.
Thank you, Orange. Right. Appreciate the phone call.
That wasn't December practice. It was recently. Had to have been.
No, it was. They have not practiced since, January practice before the national championship game.
They talked about going to see Tom Brady, so it had to be since the Patriots were going to be in it.
But they were in pads, and they hadn't practiced since the national championship game.
Yeah, unless David Seville was a soothsayer.
Yeah. Maybe it might have been. But they have not. Clemson's not practiced a football game since they left for Santa Clara. I'm intrigued by this football league now. Steve Spurrier's a head coach. Scotty Spurrier's one of his assistant coaches down there.
You're not intrigued by this league.
You know what? A little bit. Give me a team. Here. Arizona Hotshots, Atlanta Legends, Birmingham Iron, Memphis Express. You got to pick a team. Orlando Apollo, Salt Lake Stallions, San Antonio Commanders, and San Diego Fleet. You know, it's going to be big for me. What's going to be big for me, buddy, is the logos. The Iron, they don't have anything on their logo. I don't like this.
Who you like?
I don't care.
No, I'm gonna make you pick a team here. How about let's look at the Memphis Express? Because that's FedEx, is what that is, basically playing the Liberty Bowl. Head coach of the Memphis Express. Oh, Mike Singletary told you that one. Let me go out west, look at one. San Diego Fleet. See what this looks like for you. Head coach, Mike Martz. How about that? Former NFL head coach. Lamont Jordan's on the staff. Anthony Beck's on the staff. Players. Tavares Barnes, by the way, plays for the Atlanta team. There's some players you recognize in this league.
I do not care.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I'm going to make you pull for a team.
No, you won't. I'm a grown man. I can do what I want.
You're not going to watch any games?
No.
Really? So what San Antonio's putting together. What kind of ball club the Commanders are going to have this year? You know what's bad is they're going to have spreads the very first week. Mike Riley's the head coach. I think I would know a coach or two on here, but we don't know anybody so far. So Steve Spurrier. Steve Spurrier calling. I wonder if Todd Ellis is doing the play-by-play for him. Now let's go to Coach Spurrier. Several Gamecocks. Elliot Fry, the place kicker, is in the league. I'm going to get you into this, buddy. You're going to love it. Stevie's in Simpsonville, 654 Roar. Good morning, Stevie. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How are you guys?
Man, we're blessed. Everything's great. Fantastic.
Well, wasn't too exciting of a Super Bowl, but let me get your opinion on what you thought was the best commercial throughout the whole thing.
Probably the NFL 100 deal. But like Zach pointed out, a lot of those hits are illegal now. That was probably my favorite.
Yeah, no, I thought it was pretty good. I thought the Budweiser Game of Thrones.
I didn't see that one. I don't know what I was doing during that point in time, but I didn't see that one.
That one's pretty good. But talking a little golf over this football, because we're kind of getting into the golf season with Players' Championships and up too. So is there any overlap of this football season you're talking about? And then when does that actually end versus some of those golf leagues?
Well, yeah, let me get you the schedule now for the football stuff. Let me look up the schedule here. It starts this weekend, and they play 10 weeks. So they go between now and April the 12th. I don't know when their championship game is, the Super Bowl is. They play, basically, they play every week between now and April the 12th. There's a...
Isn't that Masters weekend or coming close to it?
It's right around that. Yeah, right around that time. By the way, Aaron Murray is a quarterback for the Atlanta team, and Scott sends me Hollywood tells me that Michael Vick's the offensive coordinator.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know what? We'll see, man. I want to see the uniforms. I want to see the stadiums, the uniforms, the crowds. Might create a little buzz through this. Who knows? Something to get you through. I like the fact they're playing in the off season, so something to kind of get you through to it, you know?
Recruiting weekend or week this week, right? That should help us.
Signing day coming up, and then we'll have obviously Clemson baseball starting up in the middle of February too. So right around the corner.
I'll jump off on this last one. What any rule changes to this new league? It's not like something weird and quirky, is it? It's just basically the same thing, just new teams and new players.
I think every player on the back of their uniform, every player will have the phrase "He hate me." No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, man. I'm trying to see what some stuff's about. We'll try to find out. Appreciate the phone call, Stevie. I kind of like the Salt Lake Stallions helmets. I might be a Salt Lake Stallion fan. Not really sure yet. Orlando Apollos. That's Steve Spurrier's team. I can't pull for Steve Spurrier, right? There's no way you pull for Steve Spurrier. Players that you know about or care about down there. I told you South Carolina's got former Gamecock offensive lineman Ronald Patrick. And Elliot Fry, place kicker for the Orlando Apollos. Who are you liking so far?
I don't care.
You're going to watch it. This is
ridiculous.
I'm going to make you, man. I'm going to make you. Snapbook, hang on, buddy. I'm coming straight to you. I will tell you congratulations, and then we'll get your thoughts on the game. Snapbook's the only guy who calls in, the only Patriots fans that know, the only guy who calls in and thought it was a great game last night. Carolina Heating Service, they're committed to giving you the highest value of heating and air conditioning solutions. They do it with the right products and the right highly trained employees. Their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Above all else, they do things the right way. Honesty, integrity, passion, and caring with the deals like this and the get a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. You heard me right. A free water heater anytime you purchase a new HVAC system from Carolina Heating Service. To find out more about this, now this is a for an estimate for a limited time offer. Get in touch with Carolina Heating Service. That number is 864-770-0924. 864-770-0924. It's very easy to get them as well. It's online. It's carolinaheating.com. Let me tell you again, a free water heater if you purchase a new HVAC system from our folks at Carolina Heating. Check them out online. It's carolinaheating.com. A break will come back. Snap, hook, hang on. A congratulatory phone call right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat package, the Be Mind package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can do anything we want.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
I was enjoying it. He's cut it off on me. Cold turkey. Hey, Canny can fix things like cracks in exterior brick and mortar, interior cracks above doorways and windows, chimneys that are pulling away from your home, uneven or sloping floors, windows or doors that might become stuck or jammed, bowing foundation walls, cracks in foundation walls or drywalls, or sunken or cracked concrete. Canny Foundation, their foundation repair company, located right here in South Carolina. They have foundation walls, Boeing foundation walls, any stuff that they can come in and raise these things that go on and help you with the foundation. Don't lose the biggest investment you have. With quality products, with proven services, with professional experience to permanently repair any foundation problem you might have. For a free quote today, I want you to go to CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. So far today, the only guy that thinks last night was a thing of beauty is Snap Hook. Snap Hook, congratulations, man. Super Bowl number 6. Very nice win.
Appreciate it, fellas. And no, I don't think it was a great game. I thought it was a pretty mundane, boring game, to be honest with you. But, you know, the end result's end result.
And it was. It was your sixth title, the most for now for anybody with Brady, the oldest guy doing it with Belichick, 18 years of dominance for those two.
The stats are there. I mean, the records are there. The legacy's there. And I don't see it stopping anytime soon. I think Brady plays for another 4 years and may win a couple more.
If you run the ball like that, why not? He's a game manager now, it looked like to me. You know, just manage the game and let him come down and hand the ball off and do a little play action and dump it off to Edelman and win your Super Bowl.
Well, that's the thing about the Patriots. The Patriots are going to take what you give them.
Right.
You give them a seam, they're going to take it. And it's, you know, that's just the scheme and the way the Patriots play. I heard a friend of mine last night call it like small ball, you know. Like, underneath check downs, that kind of thing. Of course, that pass to Gronk at the goal line was
beauty.
Thing of beauty.
Yeah, beauty.
No doubt. That was great. I want to see how we do in the draft. I'd like to get somebody like a Deebo Samuel. Get another weapon for Tom. I mean, everybody knows Hunter Renfrow is going to be a Patriot. So I mean, that's
right,
happening.
Right.
I said it last night. You know. Couple of targets to Hogan. I looked at Mrs. Snap Hook. I said, Hunter Renfrow would have caught those balls. So, I mean, that's going down. But I mean, it was not a great Super Bowl. The outcome was great for Patriot fans, but mostly just a mundane. You know, looked like a middle tier team NFL game to me. Yeah. I mean, low scoring, deep. I'm gonna put on my white sneakers and wear my, you know, blue jean shorts and a fanny pack and a white T-shirt tucked in with no belt and say defense wins championship. So it's one of those kind of things.
good
guys,
for you, man.
Good morning.
Thank you, Snap Hook. Great win. Can we say this? It's undisputed. Last night didn't do anything to take away from the greatest player of all time, Tom Brady. Mr. Ward 24, easy to say, Tom Brady.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Greatest coach of all time, Bill Belichick.
Sure.
Greatest sports dynasty, maybe.
There's really no doubt in terms of football.
Yeah. That was Belichick's granddaughter last night, right?
I have no idea. I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, you didn't watch the post game?
I watched until they got Tom's interview. And then I turned it off because it was bad.
Oh, really? I liked it. I thought it was, you know, there's some interesting things I thought that were set up there last night. Post-game, look, the pre-game, I thought, did you watch any of the pre-game coverage?
The pre-game coverage?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
What time did you start?
Game was at 6:30, a little bit after 6 I started.
Yeah, I started at 6. Not bad. Gladys Knight knocked a homer. Who were the two girls that did the God Bless America?
No idea.
They were good.
No idea.
I thought they were very good. Are they sisters?
I still have no idea.
Their first names on there.
Don't know their names.
Yeah.
Don't know who they are.
I thought it was good. And then you had, so you take a timeout. No, first of all, you do this. Introduce the teams.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes before kickoff. So the guys were on the field like 20 minutes before. God Bless America. Our introduced teams commercial. God Bless America commercial. National Anthem commercial. Coin toss commercial. Kickoff. Now you got to get them all in there, I guess. But I didn't think the pregame was too bad. Postgame, Tracy Wolfson trying to get the postgame interview. I guess stay with it. But you need to have that stuff set up before you actually go down there. Those are NFL security guys down there who are trying to help her and all. But just too many camera people, too much going on, too many people trying to get around Tom Brady.
It's that, yeah, the media scrum is, it's a joke. It makes photographers and people like that just look awful.
Wasn't great. Speaking of football, failed to mention this too. I like that they make a big deal out of the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. That's a really cool award. Walter Payton's one of my all-time favorite players. Had a Walter Payton jersey as a kid growing up. By
did
the
you? Time.
Yes, I did. Love Walter Payton.
You know, 3-4.
Love the man. And
so I like you're a Bears fan.
Not really. I mean, I was, but I wasn't.
The Bears.
But I was more of a Walter Payton fan.
The sweetness. Bears.
Sweetness. So, but that's a great award. And I thought the NFL tried to do a pretty good deal. Did you notice that they tried to make up for first responders because Verizon had the first responders night deal? The San Diego Chargers coach, that story. Did you see Carlos Watkins was on one of those commercials?
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, remember his car wreck he had here at Clemson?
Yep, yep.
I don't know if the Chargers coach deal, if that was a stage thing or not, if he knew those guys and girls were going to be there or not. But there's some pretty real tears going through that. That was nice to have the real responders out. So they tried to do a little bit of makeup there, kind of you know, make it with first responders a little bit, I thought. Post-game, yeah. I thought Romo was good, but Romo wasn't typical Romo last night. He wasn't as good as he was in championship game last night.
He should have retired after the AFC championship game.
Yeah. Maybe we expected too much out of him. Maybe the whole thing, the expectation was too much. That's kind of like the halftime shows to me, is that if it's not the greatest thing ever, then we think, well, it stinks. I thought it was okay. Nothing wrong with it last night, except for the profanity. Besides that, wasn't a bad deal. Hey, who's the guy that got kicked out last night for, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What is that about?
His name is Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, who is he?
He's the founder and president of Barstool Sports.
Right. Why is he kicked out?
And they have a long-running feud with Roger Goodell.
Right.
And they were the guys that sat in at the NFL offices in New York and got arrested a couple years ago, if you recall that.
No, don't know anything about it.
And Goodell has banned them from all media stuff, and then the Super Bowl itself. So he went in wearing a fake mustache. He watched the whole first half, and they found him on social media, and they grabbed him and carried him out.
All right, so he criticizes Goodell.
He hates Goodell.
All right, but he criticizes him.
It all stemmed from the Deflategate stuff. Because right. They're Patriots fans.
But did he say anything that was... Is Goodell wrong for banning him? Can he ban people from games? Like, I guess you can.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he can. He hasn't been kind to Roger. You know those shirts with Goodell with the clown nose on his face?
Yeah.
Those blue ones? Those are Barstool Sports' shirts.
All right. Did he say anything like threatening to him or anything, or did he just criticize him?
I'm sure he's said something terrible over the years. This has been years now.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Is Goodell right for banning him from games? Or is this a childish thing for Goodell?
It seems more of a childish thing to me.
Did you see? Oh, you didn't see the post game where they handed the trophy to the little fella, Kraft?
No.
Well, he's a tiny little fella.
He's not big.
No. When they did this, they handed a trophy to him where Goodell's up there speaking. And you can hardly hear Goodell because the crowd's booing him so bad.
Good.
You're not a big fan.
Are you? You a Goodell fan?
Nah.
These things I don't know about you?
I was when he first got the job, but he slowly eroded on me. And he's the worst commissioner that I remember in the NFL. So it's not good there. Speaking of broadcasting, did you see this guy, Adnan, whatever the guy?
Adnan Verk.
Yeah, he's been fired from ESPN.
For releasing insider information.
What did he do?
He was releasing it to...
New York Times.
Yeah, a guy that writes sports media pieces for The Athletic, actually.
Oh, Athletic.
And...
it was reported in the...
New York Times.
Yeah.
They escorted him from the building. And that's their, like... He's a big part of ESPN. Yeah. If you watch any college sports,
right.
He's the guy that's in the studio giving you updates.
Like, right.
He's the guy they're throwing it back to. So
right.
Interesting to see that happen and how all that went down.
He's the guy that, when I do the replays of games, he's the guy to say, Admin, what do you got for us?
Yeah.
And there's nothing. And he goes, thanks, Admin.
Yep.
Yep. Why don't they put the games on there? Like when I see it, I want to see those highlights too.
I mean, I hear you.
Well, let me be clear about this, Mr. Or 24. I know you've been talking to a lot of people about inside stuff going on here. And let this be a warning to you. If you don't want to get fired around here, you're going to keep your mouth shut to all the people who are calling the sports media people wanting to know about what goes on, about the insides at WCCP.
The insides of WCCP.
Right, right. The warning shot has been fired.
Yeah, right across the bow there.
Right.
That's definitely something I'll take notice of.
So be very, very clear about that. When we come back, I'll tell you about our friends at Clemson and the signing day coming up and a new commitment for the Clemson Tigers. Also, you can addition by subtraction with Florida State football. Florida State is down a starting quarterback. We'll tell you why and how and what all came out of all that. Hey, the Pickens, Easley, and Powdersville Y want you to know that now is a great time. You got all the New Year's resolution stuff. You want to get better. You were just telling me, Mr. Or24, you're starting to work out again over there.
Yeah, you know what? We got a wedding coming up in 5 months here. So
5 months.
It's time to make
ready?
A change and get ready. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Not ready, but we're excited.
What's so you going to get all buff on me over there? You've done this before.
Yeah, we're going to cut some weight, and then we're gonna go up and start working
getting
out.
All cut up.
Getting good, yeah.
Yeah.
Being excited about it. Today's the first day. Very, very excited.
So you're working out today?
Mm-hmm.
You've already just got all your plans? You know what you're working out on? You need to...
We're going. Tell me about the Pickens County YMCA, though. I could be using...
Well,
using
they have a... The reason I was asking is they have a wellness program.
Please.
They have an area called Beast Mode area. I like that, man. Go over and just put it in beast mode for yourself. But they do have a wellness thing called The Journey. It's a wellness program. They do have trainers there, the top-of-the-line equipment and year-round service there. Hey, if you keep going and don't do it just for the wedding, you guys eventually have a kid, they have free child watch for you while you work out. It's life-changing. The Journey really helps. The facilities are amazing. That's the Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville YMCA. There's so much more going on there at these great facilities. You want to look better. You want to feel better. You want your family to feel better. Think about the summertime and all the pool deals they've got, the indoor play pool and the outdoor play pool and the water slides over in Powdersville. Hey, it's an awesome deal. Some great deals going on. It's Pickens, Easley, and Powdersville YMCA. We'll take a short break. Mike and Anderson, hang on. Clemson gets a football commitment and Florida State loses a quarterback. More after this.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Quack, what are your plans?
Well, Kelly, you know I'm new at this, so I'm probably going to go with a card or a gift certificate. Does that sound good?
Quack, you have to go with Sherry's Berries. Dipped in milk, dark, or white chocolatey goodness for any discerning palate, she'll fall in love with every bite. Topped with decadent toppings, chocolate chips, heart, and glitter sprinkles. Always fresh, always tasty, and always worth the wait. The perfect companion to a candlelit dinner, a bouquet of flowers, or a night on the town. It's Valentine's Day made easy. They arrive fresh with a 100% Sherry's Berries guarantee. Ship anywhere nationally. Give sweet somethings to your long-distance love, or, in your case, Quack, right here.
Well, Kelly, that sounds like a great idea. And now you can send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make this Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter my code OOB at checkout. That's BERRIES.com. Click the microphone. Order today.
Mickey Pollard here for another great offer from Zero Res. Now through March the 3rd, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Mention my name and you'll get a hallway free. What a unique Valentine present. And if you didn't know, Zero Res also has air duct cleaning. If you're waking up stuffy or notice that you have dust more often, then why not call Zero Res for a free estimate? 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Let's be clear, at your wedding, do this, say, I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. Nothing like being a bad dancer and like everybody watching you dance.
That's so. What social lubrication helps with.
Yes, social lubrication, you're exactly right. All right, our friends at Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber come in. If you're an upstate builder, remodeler, handyman, Harbin Lumber is the best with you. They're going to sit down with you. They're going to learn about you, learn about your business, learn about your niche, learn about your market, learn about what you do. Maybe you're just a remodeler. Maybe you only do bathrooms. Maybe you do... maybe do decks, maybe do, who knows what you do, but they learn more about you. They're able to make you much more efficient with your time, much more efficient with your money. And you've got a tough job out there now. You got a lot of competition. You're always fighting for that next job, and you've got labor issues and trying to hire good people. You've got insurance issues, you got tax issues, you got all these issues that are out there. And in the end, we know that you don't need to have any kind of materials issues. Every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. It's my great friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Mike is in Anderson, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fantastic, Mickey. How about you and Zach?
We are blessed, very blessed.
Look here, what are we away, about 2 weeks away from the blessed event now?
Yeah, any day now, actually, because tomorrow's 38 weeks. And so on a doctor's appointment last week, they said, you know what? Whenever he's ready, he's ready. I said, we won't stop it. Okay. So it could be any day now. And 2 weeks ago, the guy said he's going to guess about 7.5 pounds when he gets here. So we're looking forward to meeting
him. Good deal. So. Yeah. What's he going to be, wide receiver, middle linebacker? Have you got any word from the coaching staff yet?
No, I'm hoping to talk to Larry Penley and Jordan Bird and get him on the golf course so we can avoid concussions and bad knees and have him go ahead and get about 120 mile an hour swing speed going.
That makes sense. And whatever he wants to do. A lot more whatever. Money, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Longer careers. Yeah, man. But now, whatever he's wants to excel at, we'll let him do that.
Good deal. Look here, before I get to my sports point, you've asked the question of Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, several times since he's been doing your show. Who is the best, Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
For my money, I would flip a coin, and whoever comes up the best, I'm good with it. But I had to go to South Georgia over the weekend. Long drive, about 5 or 6 hours, listened to a lot of music, satellite, local channels, blah, blah, blah. And I heard a song, maybe you're familiar with it, maybe you're not, but you ought to get Zach Orr to research it for you. Ray Charles and Norah Jones. And I think the title of the song is One More Time, or I'll Be a Fool One More Time. You need to check this song out if you're a Ray Charles fan. You'll love it, Mickey.
Not only that, I'm a big Norah Jones fan, too. We had some Norah Jones bumper music years ago, and it was a little too mellow, but I liked her now. She's awesome. Talented.
Well, you need to check this song out. She sounds almost like Aretha Franklin. That's who I thought it was, which would have been a great combo. But check the song out. But anyway, I'm not even going to discuss the Super Bowl. It was the Super Bowl again. But I wanted to ask you, this is a local story. It's not gotten a lot of pub, but do you read any of the local papers, the Anderson Independent or the Greenville News?
I get stuff linked to me or sent to me, or someone, you know, I see something that piques my interest. I don't go to their sites every day, and I certainly don't take the newspapers, but every once in a while I do see stories on there that people send to me or I notice on social media.
Okay, well, there was a story in the sports sections of one of those papers. I think it was Friday. I'm pretty sure it was maybe Thursday. Thursday or Friday, it doesn't matter. And nobody cares about it, I'm sure. It won't make the national news. But there is a female basketball player for BHP, I believe. And according to the article, she's a great kid, great student, ambassador for the school, honor student, all of this. And she was in her senior year this year. She had some kind of injury that prohibited her from playing full, just being able to play 100% or something. I think she's done for the year. Now, she had scored 992 points in her career. She needed 8 points to make 1,000, and she couldn't play the game. So BHP and whoever they were playing, I think it was the Pickens Blue Flame, they set up some kind of deal, and according to this article, it was legal, and they spotted Pickens 8 points and then let this girl stand under the basket and make 4 uncontested layups to get her 8 points so she would have 1,000 points in her career. Now, that's a great little story. Again, according to the article, she's a great student, blah, blah, blah. And I don't guess anybody cares about this story but me, but I read stuff like this every day, and this everybody deserves a trophy mentality. There is something wrong with this story. And if you had time this week, I wondered if you could find that article and maybe comment on that. And I wondered also what your thoughts and Zach's thoughts were. And I know there's a lot more important things going on in the world and in sports than this, but there's just something wrong with this, man. There's something wrong with it. And if you care to talk about it, I'll hang up and listen, Mickey. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. I see both sides here. Mr. Orr 24, get your thoughts on it. I see both sides here. Part of you says, hey, she's a great girl and a great, I don't know anything about it, but apparently a good ambassador, good kid. So 1,000 points or something to be said for that. And a nice gesture by both schools. So sportsmanship, I have no problem with that.
I'm with you.
Part of it on the other side says, though, that when you look up 992 points that were, you know, contested or whatever, it's more important than getting the 1,000, knowing the last 8 were like this,
yeah,
you know, handouts. So I'd rather go with the 992 because that's great, but you would say 1,000, and maybe we'll forget about it, but you know people for a while will go, oh, yeah, well, that's the one they gave 8 to, you know? So maybe bring a negative attention to it that way. I don't know. She's a good girl. It'd be great. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But
congrats on the 1,000.
Congrats on the 992.
It doesn't matter.
It's a great career there. And it's just, I shouldn't say that. Good job. Good honor. Rogers and Anderson. Good morning, Roger. How you doing this morning?
Hey, doing good, Mickey. Well, yeah, I'm happy my team won. I'm, you know, we got number six, and that's really an unbelievable, you know, achievement.
Right.
The game was a throwback to the 1980s NFC North game, 13-3. You know, we had a 3-3 score late in the game. I mean, if you'd have said it was 1984 and it was Green Bay and Minnesota, I could have, you know, that's the kind of game it was. The post game was a disaster. The audio was cutting out quite a bit.
Yeah.
At the Romo, sometimes you couldn't even, something was going on with their audio. I don't know what it was. The halftime show, look, I'm almost 51. I don't know. I know Adam Levine from The Voice, but big boy to me, that was a Shoney's logo. I don't know what that's going on.
Have you noticed the real big boy and the Shoney's big boy, they might be the same. You've never seen them same place at the same time. It's like Superman and Clark Kent. He might be the same big boy. I don't know.
Put a hamburger on a platter and put it on his hand and stand him up. It could have been big boy. You had him. It's just all these performers, Trick Daddy, Young Money, Cool Daddy Cool, Jordan Rivers and the Soggy Bottom Boys. I don't know what's going on with the halftime show. But, you know, it was a defensive game. Romo didn't know what to do because it was such a defensive game. Right. He really didn't have a whole lot of, hitting the plays as they are in process, calling them ahead of time. That he sort of got reduced on that. But like I said, you know, I'm happy with the result. But overall, that game, if you weren't involved in one of those teams, you were not very pleased with the entertainment value of that game.
Yeah, I know this on a lot of Clemson games that I tape or DVR or whatever it is. I go back, and there's some of them I watch, you know, two or three times. Some of them I watch 30 or 40 times when it's all said and done. I don't think that this is one of the Patriot fans will be DVR'd and watched over and over and over. Maybe the post game or maybe a couple of highlights out of it, but this is not one that will go down in the archives.
The catch that Gronkowski made, and he will retire in a few weeks. He got hurt in the game. He toughed it out. He gave him one more good game, and I think he's done. And quite honestly, Mickey, I watched Tom Brady after they didn't go for it on 4th-and-1. I think he wanted to. I think McDaniels kind of wanted to, but Bill Belichick was like, no, let's just Gronkowski can kick this. We'll close this thing out, and we're done with this game, and we're gonna win. We don't want to take a risk of failing and then giving them momentum and go down the field and possibly tie this game up. But I saw Brady during that last minute when he was on the sidelines, and the look on his face was, I've done it, I've accomplished this. And I think I saw some retirement look in his eyes. And even after post game, I saw a tone of his was, he wanted to put off that talk because it was a team victory. It was definitely a team victory, not just him. But I really, in my heart, if he steps down, I think it's the right thing to do. I think he's done what he needs to do. And why risk injury? He's going to be 42. Why risk injury when you got your kids, you got your family life? I think it'd be great if he stepped down, you know, and didn't come back.
Walk away on top. Few have done it, but now would be a time to do it. Don't do like Johnny Unitas, and don't do like Joe Namath, and don't do like some of these guys. Walk out on top. I think it'd be a good time. Well, especially you got, you know, nice family you can go spend some time doing. But the other thing is, a lot of these guys have a hard time. They're competitive, and all of a sudden now you're 40 years old and you're not competitive anymore. How do you channel that competitive energy? I don't know.
It's tough. Michael Jordan never figured it out. Magic Johnson kind of did. I mean, he's executive of the Dodgers and the Lakers. I think he still got involvement in both teams, but I don't know. Maybe he does come back. He is very competitive. He's very, maybe gets motivated in August at training camp. I don't know, but I don't know how you could pick a better time to go out. But, you know, athletes are different people. They have a whole different agenda, and when they have the juices flowing in training camp or in September, it's gonna, you know, he's gonna want to come back. I really believe that, but I think if he thinks hard about it, he'd be like, "Why do this? Why risk another injury and walk away instead of limp away from the game?" You know, that's what I'd rather see him do. But who knows what he's gonna do? But I'm glad they won.
Roger, appreciate the phone call, buddy.
All right, Mickey, thanks
an awful lot. Hey, Mr. Ward 24, see this? Big boy? Big coat.
Yeah, I need that jacket. I need that.
That's a lot of chinchillas right there.
I need that in a bad way. A
lot of little dead little furry animals.
I said it last night, and I stand by it today. I need that jacket.
You would look great in that jacket.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to walk down the aisle in that jacket.
That's the best jacket at a sporting event I've seen since Clyde Frazier walked into Ali and George Foreman fight, or Joe Frazier fight, something like that, man. Clyde Frazier walking in with one of those. Is that real? I think that might be a real coat. If it is, boy, Pete is upset right now. I can tell you that much. Hey, Clemson got Mikey Dukes over the weekend, running back out of Charleston, South Carolina, 3-star running back. Basically, it was them in Syracuse. Clemson's trying to shore up and make sure they've got bodies back there. Now, they'll find out on signing day with Jerion Ealy, with Alabama and Ole Miss, and then whoever does sign him on Wednesday. And that's around noon. I think it's... It might even be 1 o'clock our time is when he signs. And that's going to be a ESPN or ESPN2, ESPNU thing, whatever they do there. And if we once we find out about that, then you got whoever signs him, got a little major baseball with the
Clemson draft.
Let me do some research first. I'll tell you what to do. Can I make a quick phone call during the break, and then I'll come back and tell you my prediction?
Oh, you have sources.
Oh, yeah. I got sources, yeah.
Well, I'd love to, hear that.
Okay, we'll do that after a short break.
Prime I'll call him right here. I got a phone right in front of me.
No, I'll call him.
We can do it on air.
No. Won't do it on air. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall, the great team over there. Let them take care of you. They want to just give them one phone call and merely just talk about your business a little bit. Talk about your, you're looking for a refinance, maybe your first-time home buyer, maybe your, FHA, VA loans. They want to structure any way you can. Maybe you're just remodeling. Maybe they can talk about that with you. These are local people. They want to sit down with you, look at you, press the flesh and shake your hand and all this kind of stuff. Local people. Don't do it with anyone else. Don't do it with 800 companies and .com companies. Do it with the people I've done it with and trust. It's Prime Lending. Very easy to remember here. PrimeLendingSC.com. Hour 3 right now.